Thanks for checking out the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast powered by Ashley Home Store, where right now you can spring into style and get up to 20% off store-wide, plus pay no interest for up to 36 months. Or check this out. You can enjoy 60 months with no interest for a limited time. They have fresh new looks at amazing prices store-wide. Ashley Home Store, this is home on Fair Park Boulevard in Jonesboro.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Good morning, K Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Good morning, David the Christmas Tree.
What's up, Double B? Or should I say Brittany?
I know, I decided to rep Brittany in this morning.
You are.
David's representing the holidays.
It's a Christmas in July.
And Kelly's representing Joey Perry Martial Arts Academy.
Yeah, that's where I'm headed after this.
So I do want to bring something to your attention today, everybody. It's also a very big day. Today is National Tequila Day.
Oh.
Dude, so, that just gave me chills for all the wrong reasons.
What do you mean?
Because, dude, tequila is awful. That's some of the worst stuff on this planet.
Now, see, I guess by itself, if somebody says, hey, would you like it? And I know a guy who will do, you want a shot of tequila? And I'm always like, no thanks.
Hard pass.
I think I'm okay. But in a margarita, that's a different story, man. 76% of Americans like margaritas. David's one of the 24% who doesn't enjoy them.
Really? I'm part of that group that despises them. Oh, dude.
Whew. How do you not like a margarita?
It's good.
I just had a really bad experience with tequila. Just the smell of that stuff will make me want to gag.
Even in a margarita?
Yeah, because I can taste it. Like, I think Rachel may have had a margarita once. She was like, oh my gosh, this is so good. You couldn't even really taste the tequila. I took one tiny sip, got a,
nope.
A little taste of it, pushed it away. Nope, can't do that.
Really?
Oh, dude. Ugh.
So margaritas, I on like the em. Rocks or frozen?
On the rocks.
See, I'd go frozen. Because I remember Nana, every time we'd go to the Mexican restaurant El Phoenix in Texas, she would get a giant margarita. And I'm talking about like the biggest one they could possibly find.
That's
it
funny.
Was like she had a dog bowl.
Wow.
On like a stilt. And she'd sit there and drink that sucker and then order another one.
You must have been bad as a kid.
I'm like, man, Nana is the best. Kelly's favorite thing about tequila is this.
Them pantyhose ain't gonna last too long.
I do wear pantyhose
if
every day.
The DJ puts Bon Jovi on, she might come home in a tablecloth. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off.
It's National Tequila Day, everybody. We can all celebrate. We can also celebrate, if you guys want to, with Dan and Shay.
When I taste tequila, baby, I still see ya. Cutting up the floor to sorority t-shirt. Same one you wore when we were sky high in Colorado. Your lips pressed against the bottle. Swimming on a Bible, baby, I'd never leave you. I remember how bad I need you when I taste tequila.
And the surprise of the day is that we have tequila for David today. So congratulations.
Get you caught up on what's trending with Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Okay, so today is Tuesday, July 24th of 2018, and the duck boat that capsized during that storm last week was raised to the surface of Table Rock Lake in Missouri. 17 people died in the incident, including 9 people from one family.
Stormy Daniels and her husband, Glendon Crane, have filed for divorce. The divorce petition was filed last week.
And Olympian Ryan Lochte has been suspended from competitive swimming for 14 months after a photo on social media showed him receiving an IV infusion earlier this year.
And now you're caught up on what's trending.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It is National Tequila Day, so maybe a little day drinking wouldn't be a bad thing.
With tequila?
Come on
now. Good luck.
Guys, I need some help. I've become the king of an awkward situation.
Uh-oh.
And I'm not exactly sure how to deal with it when it happens.
Okay.
But it makes me feel really weird and kind of ruins my day.
All right.
I need advice coming up.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So I need help. You guys know, like, if you're, I guess, in a public bathroom, a truck stop, a gas station, and you're trying to go in and the door's locked, and then somebody has to come out. You know how you have that awkward exchange with them and you don't really know what to do or where to look?
Right.
Yeah.
And it's a complete stranger. You're in the middle of Tennessee somewhere, and it doesn't matter. But for whatever reason, it's really weird.
Right.
Well, this is starting to happen to me more often. And it's actually happening at work.
Ooh. Oh, no.
And y'all, it's so awkward.
That makes it bad.
Because I don't know what to do. Because it's not like it's typically random people. It's become a recurring theme for me and one person.
And what's that person's name?
I can't tell you. But I can tell you that it's basically a little bit after lunch. And the digestive system of said individual must be pristine. Because I've walked past him twice.
Clockwork.
And he's walked past me. And I know what he's done. And I know what he's done.
I know what you've done.
Because of the look on his face. Like, if it was a pee, you come bouncing out of the bathroom and you basically tell everybody you just peed.
Right.
I just peed. Ooh, had to drain the lizard or whatever
it's
you're going
like
to say.
It's like the walk of shame.
That's what I get. So you know by the way somebody looks at you what they've done.
It's like that guilty puppy look. They have a look of shame.
Yep.
Completely. And it's happened consecutively, day after day. I've walked by certain individual, and it's like different times, but it's the same thing. I'm coming to the top of the stairs to my office, and there's like a secret bathroom where you're supposed to go where nobody knows you're going.
Uh-huh. But everyone knows.
But everybody knows, especially if you're me, because it's right by my door.
Man. Here's my question. When are you going to confront this person?
I don't know what to do, because the person looks to me a little bit aggravated and a little bit mad and a little bit like there might have been a problem.
Oh,
you know,
man.
How you, people come out looking like, what the heck?
Like scared you're going to go in there?
I don't know if it's that or if, I don't know if he just realizes the timing has been really bad.
Oh, dude, that's the strangest, weirdest thing on the planet.
So should I change my routine to where I'm not going to my office at that time? Because it even has happened when I'm sitting at my desk if my door is open and I see said individual walk out of the bathroom and he kind of looks at me.
That's not your fault, though.
Not
you're
my
already
fault.
At your desk.
Shut
That's
your
different.
Door.
Well, I mean, we were passing as I was walking to it, top of the steps, boom. And I said, what's up? But I knew he had just gone.
Or how's it going?
I knew it. I knew what he was doing. I knew what happened. Okay. And I don't know how to deal with it. So I think I'm going to move my office.
I think you need to go to like the other building to avoid that situation completely.
Because if it were you, I could probably make a joke about it. But because it's not David, I can't really make a joke.
And you know, it sounds like this is going to be something that happens for the rest of y'all's careers here. If he's already built himself a routine.
Oh, he's got the routine. And there's people jealous of that routine. I mean, it's
what?
Like in and out.
Oh.
That's why I said individual never gains any weight.
I don't need this.
It's weird.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We have Dylan from Cave City on line number one. Dylan, what's going on, man?
Well, I was listening to y'all's story this morning about the bathroom situation.
Uh-huh.
I can relate to it.
Oh, geez,
what's your story?
I used to work for the Sicko gas station here in Cave City, and every morning, like any other gas station, we got coffee drinkers in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I'd show up to work, or if I was working on the side, working on gas stations or something, usually in the mornings, like everybody's got their own time where they have to go.
Right.
So usually in the mornings, wherever I get there, or I show up there, and I've got to go, usually it's around the same time, and usually it's the same person walking out of the bathroom.
It's
and
so
they
weird.
Just give me this like god awful look,
yep.
And I'm automatically know my head is going to stink as soon as I walk in there.
Dude, I know. It's the same look that I'm getting where I actually feel kind of bad. And I know it's part of human nature that people have
right.
to do that. But like, it's bad to catch somebody in the act.
Right.
And basically, yeah. I feel like I walked in and opened the door and he's sitting there.
He gives me this look like, oh man, I am so sorry.
Yes.
But he doesn't say it, but I say it all.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's got your gossip.
And we got your gossip on Pete Davidson, who went out and deleted every single picture from his Instagram account yesterday. Mm-hmm. Now, he didn't delete his account. He still has his profile picture of him as a baby, but that's literally it on his account. But that doesn't mean he and Ariana Grande have broken up. They're actually doing very, very well. He just issued a statement that basically said the internet's an evil place. Doesn't make him feel very good. Why should I be focusing all my negative energy and all this time on negative energy when my life is lit?
Boom.
Yeah. Wow. So that's the main reason behind the entire ordeal. Wow.
Got your gossip on Mila Kunis. So she was on Dax Shepard's Armchair Expert podcast just a few days ago, which is one of the podcasts I listen to. He gets really candid with celebrities and stuff. So they talk about everything. So they talked a lot about her relationship with Macaulay Culkin. So they dated for 8 years back in the day.
Wow.
And she admits that it's her fault that they broke up. She said that she had a horrible, horrible breakup with him. She said that she was a rear end in her 20s, and she'd be the first to admit it. And anyway, so when he asked if she had forgiven herself, she said this: "You know, it's been so long, I feel like enough time has gone by." She kind of feels like everybody's kind of forgiven everybody. And there you go.
I totally forgot about that relationship.
Right, yeah.
So, all right, check this out. Got your gossip on Cardi B. It looks like she's set for life when it comes to chips, guac, and queso, all because of her line in the Jennifer Lopez song, Dinero.
Cardi B. Look, they gon' do what I say, so Cardi B and J-Lo talk behind my back, but never up in my face, though. I just want my money, chips, guac, and queso.
So right there, chips, guac, and queso. The restaurant Chipotle heard about that song and realized she was celebrating food they served, and they sent her a briefcase full of vouchers to get free chips, guac, and queso for life.
Wow. Are you serious?
So Cardi B has it set right there with Chipotle. And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got your gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
David, the most embarrassing thing that ever happened to us as a show in the 3 years we've worked together, was it Kelly approaching Brett Eldridge?
They would have to be up there in the top three.
That'll never go away. I've made you a craft.
I did not say craft.
I made it myself.
I did not.
I knitted these socks,
I
Brett.
I did not
will you
knit
wear
socks.
These?
Want an Altoid?
That's basically. And here's a present for your dog.
I did do that.
Oh, man. That's classic. So,
I think that stands out as one of the most embarrassing.
You're welcome.
Probably the second most embarrassing was David talking to Coach Anderson.
Oh, gosh. Mm-hmm. That might be number one, man. That might take over Brett Eldridge. That was pretty bad.
So we have Kelly's moment. We have your moment. What's my most embarrassing? Can y'all think of it?
Every day is pretty embarrassing.
Hey, that's rude. Y'all think about my most embarrassing moment.
Okay.
See if you can think of something. Okay. All right, we'll work on that. But first, let's go to David and this.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
You know, I feel like by the time you turn 40, for the most part, you should just know better. Because there's this guy named Dana in Dayton, Ohio. And back in October, he was supposed to fly to Dallas, but he was running late and was afraid to miss his flight. So he ended up calling the airport with a bomb threat about that one certain flight he was about to miss to Dallas.
You can't do that.
Yeah. So obviously, the flight was canceled because there was a threat. And he ended up getting on the later flight less than 2 hours later. So he called the bomb threat, didn't get on that flight right away, and he still got into the air within 2 hours. Now it
seems like his plan worked out perfectly.
Yeah, it really didn't because he was basically tracked down by the time he landed in Dallas.
That's bad.
It didn't work out very well for him. But I bring all this up because he was in court this week and just was sentenced to 4 months in prison.
Oh, wow.
And over a $7,000 fine for making a fake threat. That's pretty wild, right?
It is crazy.
But did you hear about the flying primate?
The flying primate.
Yeah. Yeah, the flying monkey, essentially.
No, I haven't heard about that.
Do you know what you call a flying primate?
God, I really don't.
A hot air baboon.
Join him in the booze.
And there's even more proof that people are crazy.